Especially, you know, given the last three games prior to this, that we've been so competitive and so positive in his play. You know, from 1 to 11 today, we were at the races. You know, a few decisions went against us, but, you know, without looking into them too much, just you know, from a matchup standpoint, from, you know, against his immediate opponent, we lost too many battles today. And, you know, and they're on a good run. You can see that they're a decent team that, you know, look to play in the right way, and on a difficult pitch, I thought that they, you know, were much the better team, and that's not acceptable.
I know you say without looking into it too much, but people will look into those decisions. How aggrieved do you feel, particularly by the Akpo Sodji one?
At the time, you know, I was genuinely shocked. I thought it was, you know, clear cut as to what happened, but. You know, as I've said in previous occasions, you've got to be very careful when you know, you talk about referees and that. But I think when he looks at that one on the video, he'll have to agree that he's probably made a mistake there. But you know, that's football; it happens. You know, whether we're meant to let that affect us, I don't know. But you know, we can't, like I say, we can't really rely on things like that today. We've said in there, along with the gaffer, that, you know, that performance, given the three that we've had prior to it, wasn't good enough. Like, you know, as I said, there were too many of us that. Just quite at it today, and we've got to make sure that, as the gaffer said, you know, when people are paying hard-earned money to travel this far, we make sure that we put in the same sort of application on the pitch, you know, to match the dedication they've shown to come down to, and we haven't done that today. But you know, we've got to quickly brush it aside and focus on the next game now, which is a big game against Hartlepool next Saturday, and make sure that although this is, you know, a disappointing result, it's only a blip and we get straight back onto a winning run.
Have the last three perhaps taken a lot out of the team going into this one?
It's hard to say. I think you've got to say today that the performance, for whatever the reason, was a little bit flat. Whether, you know, the last three games has took something out of us physically, because they were three quite demanding games, especially at home, and we knew, you know, how much was riding on them. But like I say, you know, we were aiming to get, you know, a good winning run together. You know, we haven't done that today, but as I say, you know, we brush ourselves down. We get together next week. You know, we rest up where appropriate, and we work hard next week, as the gaffer says, because, you know, as good as we've been for the last three games. And I think it's a good thing that the gaffer says that, you know, the moment you put in a performance like that, one more, and he'll be looking to, you know, take people out of the team, and that's the way it should be. You know, you can't go on past performances. You've got to go on your last one, and today we've got to hold his hands up and say we weren't good enough. But you know, we owe it to our fans to make sure we are next week.
Again, not looking for excuses, but we've spoken about the conditions with the pitch, and talking to Richard Hines, obviously former Scunthorpe United player, he said they've managed to still be able to play that kind of football. And it seems to be a decent advantage for them, because other teams struggle with it. Did you struggle with it?
I mean, it's hard to say. Like you say, I mean, you've got to look at it from the point of view that they've dealt with it quite well, you know, and they've played some decent football on it. You know, the centre of the pitch is very, very, very soft, and at times it was like running on sand, but as I say, it was the same for them. So, you know, that's another one that I don't really like to, you know, look at outside influences. I kind of just look at the fact that today they've turned up and they've wanted it more than us, and that's disappointing, because we're an honest group of lads, and we shouldn't have allowed that to happen. It has, you know, and as I say, we make sure that it doesn't happen next week. We put an honest week's worth of training in, and we repay the faith shown in us as players by the gaffer, and we make sure that we get a good result for the fans next week, because I'm sure they'll turn out in numbers again.
Well, on that, what lessons do you learn from this?
Application, the main thing. Whether we got a little bit ahead of ourselves, having won three on the bounce, thinking that we, you know, we could just turn up and we put a solid performance in. We now know that we can't. You know, we've got to turn up every week and put the shift in. And the moment we don't, we'll get found out. And hopefully this could be a good learning curve for us towards now and the end of the season, that we realise anything less than 100% is not going to be good enough. So that's got to be the focus now till the end of the season.